subject and retiring from it, and these powers indeed only slightly, and with exceptions and with remission. 3. In everything which pleases the soul, or supplies a want, or is loved, remember to add this to the description. What is the nature of each thing, beginning from the smallest? If you love an earthen vessel, say it is an earthen vessel which you love, for when it has been broken, you will not be disturbed. If you are kissing your child or wife, say that it is a human being whom you are kissing, for when the wife or child dies, you will not be disturbed. 4. When you are going to take in hand any act, remind yourself what kind of an act it is. If you are going to bathe, place before yourself what happens in the bath, some splashing the water, others pushing against one another, others abusing one another, and some stealing. And thus, with more safety, you will undertake the matter if you say to yourself, I now intend to bathe and to maintain my will in a manner conformable to nature. And so you will do in every act. For thus, if any hindrance to bathing shall happen, let this thought be ready. It was not this only that I intended, but I intended also to maintain my will in a way conformable to nature. But I shall not maintain it so if I am vexed at what happens. 5. Men are disturbed not by the things which happen, but by the opinions about the things. For example, death is nothing terrible, for if it were, it would have seemed so to Socrates. For the opinion about death, that it is terrible, is the terrible thing. When, then, we are impeded, or disturbed, or grieved, let us never blame others, but ourselves, that is, our opinions. It is the act of an ill-instructed man to blame others for his own bad condition. It is the act of one who has begun to be instructed to lay the blame on himself, and of one whose instruction is completed neither to blame another nor himself. 6. Be not elated at any excellence which belongs to another. If a horse, when he is elated, should say, I am beautiful, one might endure it. But when you are elated and say, I have a beautiful horse, you must know that you are elated at having a good horse. What, then, is your own? The use of appearances. Consequently, when in the use of appearances you are conformable to nature, then be elated, for then you will be elated at something good which is your own. 7. As on a voyage, when the vessel has reached a port, if you go out to get water, it is an amusement, by the way, to pick up a shellfish or some bulb, but your thoughts ought to be directed to the ship, and you ought to be constantly watching if the captain should call, and then you must throw away all those things, that you may not be bound and pitched into the ship like sheep. So in life also, if there be given to you, instead of a little bulb and a shell, a wife and child, there will be nothing to prevent you from taking them. But if the captain should call, run to the ship, and leave all those things without regard to them. But if you are old, do not even go far from the ship, lest, when you are called, you make default. 8. Seek not that the things which happen should happen as you wish, but wish the things which happen to be as they are, and you will have a tranquil flow of life. 9. Disease is an impediment to the body, but not to the will, unless the will itself chooses. Lameness is an impediment to the leg, but not to the will. And add this reflection on the occasion of everything that happens, for you will find it an impediment to something else, but not to yourself. 10. On the occasion of every event that befalls you, remember to turn to yourself and inquire what power you have for turning it to use. If you see a fair man or a fair woman, you will find that the power to resist is temperance. If pain be presented to you,